Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. I'm going to give you tonight's subject and let it be known that my sons and myself, we don't talk about what we're going to preach. But the Lord seemed to coordinate it in our preaching. I want to tell you what I'm going to talk about tonight. Then I want to give you a scripture, but you're going to have to read very carefully through that scripture. You've got to be listening and paying attention so you can, when we get further down the line, when the Holy Spirit starts stirring in you, you'll be able to partake of Him. Because He's coming. Yeah. Now, we're talking about opening the doors of the supernatural, right? Mm-hmm. They have to stay locked so invaders can't get in. So there's a certain amount of intimacy has to be in place to unlock a door of the supernatural. Yes, everybody can't go in. Religious folk can't go in. They just can't go in because it's too dangerous. The supernatural is so powerful. It can destroy demons. It's just powerful. So there's another dimension, another level of the spirit that God wants to bring you to. Are you willing to go? Listen to what the subject is. Holy Spirit, unlock the mystery doors, the mysteries, plural, mysteries, plural, the mysteries doors of the supernatural. Yes, sir. Holy Spirit, unlock the mysteries doors, doors is plural too, of the supernatural. Turn your Bible to 1 Corinthians. We're going to look at two or three verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Right. You don't hold the preaching on subject without scriptures backing it up. Yes, sir. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Whoa. That we might know the things, oh my, that are freely given us to God. Now, what's the opposite of that scripture? What's the opposite? If you don't know how to cooperate with the Holy Ghost, your spirit has no companion. And you don't have no keys that you can unlock the mysteries,
yes, sir, right,
that will make you above this world, in this world, but not of this world.
Yeah.
And ruling and reigning in His name.
Yeah. Amen.
Remember we're talking about Holy Spirit, unlock the mysteries, doors of the supernatural. This verse, I can kiss this verse. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. There's a whole lot of things God want to give us. But He cannot through the flesh realm, through religion, through denomination, through us trying to make it happen ourselves. I wrote some notes down here you might want to. First of all, I want you to think about the communion of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you have time that you spend with Him.
Yes, sir.
Communion of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
And then I wrote, you need to have confidence in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Now, I wrote another one. It's sad that some people try to do it, controlling the Holy Ghost. He's not going to let you control Him.
Yes, sir.
You can pray all day and all night. He wants you to yield.
Yes, sir.
See, when you're praying a lot, you're not trying to get God to yield. You're not trying to get the Holy Ghost to yield. You're not trying to get Jesus to yield. You're trying to get you to yield. But they already have yield. All right? The next thing I want you to write is connecting to the Holy Ghost properly. I could preach on either one of these. Connecting to the Holy Ghost properly. And then we all know this next one that I wrote while I stood up here, the next one. Comfort by the Holy Ghost. That's a divine comfort that the Holy Ghost wants you to have. Listen to me now. In all the transactions of your life.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So let me just announce it.
Yes, sir.
Let me just announce it. After this camp meeting,
you're
going to have divine comfort in every situation. Now, I can put it out, but I can't put it in you. You're gonna have to receive it.
Yes, sir.
I'm a planner, but you're gonna have to receive it.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna have the divine comfort of the Holy Ghost in every area of my life, in every transaction that I have to make in my ministry, in my home, anything I do, I'm gonna have the divine comfort of the Holy Ghost from this night forward. And it's based on the, oh Lord, I got all this. It's based on the communion of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Knowing how to communicate with Him.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of times He's going to tell you, shut up. You're going the wrong way.
Yes, sir.
You're traveling too fast.
Yes, sir.
Confidence in the Holy Ghost. Now, the sad one is, by lack of spiritual knowledge, with no erroneous aim, but by prayer and by scriptures, we have tried to control the Holy Ghost. Not you're not doing it because you're just an ungodly person. But in the spirit world, there are deep elements of ignorance. And only the Holy Spirit can pull the cover off it. I believe you're going to pull the cover off tonight. But there are some places you've been trying to get. You're going tonight. You hear what I'm saying? Because once the Holy Spirit enlightened, write that down, and empowered, you enter.
Yes, sir.
Once the Holy Spirit enlightened and empowered, I enter.
Yes, sir.
Say it. Say the whole thing. Once the Holy Spirit enlightened, I enter.
Yes, sir.
So, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
So do not try to enter before the enlightenment and the empowerment. Because you can't force Him. You can't force the Holy Ghost to do nothing. Because the Holy Ghost won't force you to do nothing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost is a gentleman.
Yes. Yes.
And you got to treat Him like that.
Yes, sir.
All right, look at the 13th verse. Sit down. Which things also we speak, not in the words which, oh my goodness, man's wisdom teaches. We got to get out of here. We got to get out of that turf. We got to get in the turf. That's a divine, oh my, that's a divine turf waiting on you.
Yes, sir.
Your name is written on it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you became a child of God, God made a path just for you. He got all your business already arranged.
Yes, sir.
All you got to make proper contact with Him. He know every battle. He know every blessing. He know every breakthrough.
Yes.
Look at somebody and tell them, this is my night.
This is my night.
See, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Divine enlightenment coming through the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
He was sent here to put us in a divine light that can shine through any type of darkness.
Yes, sir.
We see when the other person don't see.
Yes, sir.
Which things also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches. But what the Holy Ghost teaches. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. See, you're all in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You, and then you got your soul and your body, you're brought in that realm.
Yes, sir.
And you're dealing in the spirit realm by yielding and dealing with the Holy Ghost, you can't be stopped. Because you're working in an enlightenment that is stronger than any darkness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
You are designed to rule and reign in life through a power called the anointing. Satan, not anointed. The world system, anybody come against you, they're not anointed. Because if they're anointed, they wouldn't have came against you. So you don't have to worry about them. They can't win.
Yes, sir.
So I expect the Holy Spirit tonight. Even though I know you're walking with God, but I know some things that the Spirit gonna do in you tonight to enlighten you. Everything gonna get lighter.
Everything gonna get lighter.
You'll be able to lay aside every weight. And the sin that so easily beset you.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to run.
Yeah.
We trust in the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Sit down. Look at this scripture. Look at this scripture. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm light already, man.
Yes, sir.
I said, I'm light already. See, in meeting like this, you got to pay attention, baby.
Yes, sir.
This is no Sunday school, and this is not just a shouting school. You got to lead your packing. You understand? Listen. Watch these voices. I can just preach right these voices here. Man, what the Holy Ghost is comparing spiritual thing with spiritual.
Yeah.
Now, here we go. Here we're getting left out at.
Right.
Holy Spirit, unlock the mystery doors of the supernatural.
Yeah.
Here's where you can get left out at the next verse.
Yes, sir.
You have to realize that you're not a natural man. Because I told you, I am.
In
other words, you have the right to operate in the spirit realm.
Yes, sir.
Right, sir.
Yes.
No, y'all didn't take that. Y'all, see, we can't take that lightly now. God, dog, look, you have the right to go in the spirit realm and have a conference with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. God gave you that right. When he gave you that divine nature in 2 Peter chapter 1, he gave you the right to be in conference meeting. Supernatural meeting with God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and the angels.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
The angels who, once you get the revelation, they're going to have the assignment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
to help you carry it out. So now you'd have been to a meeting with God, Jesus, the Holy Ghost, and angels. And what you never heard that before? I never heard it before. But I'm in the meeting now. So all you got to do now from now on is things not going right, sit down in the meeting.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I need y'all to eat a little bit now. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
On the way you eat, you got to open your mouth, huh?
Yes, sir.
If the person next to you not saying nothing, ask them to find another row. Because they're going to block you tonight. The power going to hit this place strong. I feel it coming on now.
Yes, sir.
Man. Listen. Verse 14, sit down. Don't miss this because... Verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. For they're foolishness unto him. And now that's walking in the Spirit is awkward to the natural. And God does not function by the ABCs. He does not function by 1, 2, 3. So when he speaks to you, it's not going to be normal English language. He speak to you and put you in your infirmities. So he can get you out the way with the last 4 books you read. And so that's why I think they were called faith assignment. That's why you cannot operate in faith in the natural.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some of the wildest things, a wildest blessing have happened to me, and I didn't know how they happened.
Yes, sir.
And I got, seemed like awkward instruction.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't get nothing to conform it. The word did, you know, but I couldn't get nobody else because I couldn't tell nobody else.
Yes.
I tell you what, one of the problems is you're talking too much.
Yes, sir.
You're telling people what you're trying to accomplish, and the same one who say, I'm with you, they say, she ain't gonna never get that. Matter of fact, you might say, that heifer don't need it. So shut your mouth when God's working with you. And when God's about to promote you, shut up and let God. And let God do what he want to do you through you supernaturally where no natural thing can stop it. You're not a natural man. You're not a natural woman. You're a supernatural man. You're a supernatural woman. Now I'm hearing the words from the Spirit of God. Stay plugged in. Stay plugged into the Word. Stay plugged into the Spirit. Stay plugged into faith. You've heard the term. No, you heard the term, and the Lord woman said now. And you should remember this. I am a miracle going somewhere to happen. Every day, all my life, miracle might happen. Miracle could happen any moment in my life, as long as I'm letting the Holy Spirit unlock the mystery door. We got some more scripture to look at. Going to make this more clearer to you. Let's look at, sit down again. Let's go back to the natural man. Trying to operate in the Spirit. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. Woo. Because they are spiritually discerned. What does discern mean? Huh? I'm going to use one word. I'm going to let you talk a little while. And I'm going to use one word. I heard it as soon as I asked the question. What does discern mean? Understood. Want me to give you the word?
Yes,
O-P-E-N. Open. I'll give you another word to go with it. Open insight. Write that down, man. Put the word down. Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost talking that being here tonight. That's the Holy Ghost talking. I don't know all that stuff. He told me just now, he says, open. When you discern, it's open. It's open. See, you got an opening in the spirit realm. You just got a supernatural door open. I say you just got a supernatural door open. That nothing can keep you out. Because you got the key. Because you got discernment. And don't let wisdom start dancing with it. Discernment and wisdom start dancing together. Oh my, ain't no telling where you're gonna go. Discernment and wisdom holding hands, dancing together. In the spirit.
Yes, sir.
So whatever you're dealing with, look at me, look up here. Whatever you're dealing with, wherever you've been trying to get, baby, tonight. You're gonna get there. All up, all up, all up, all up, all up. All I'm asking you is listen for a few moments. Listen, receive, stay open.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't pull your credentials out.
Hallelujah.
Don't pull your credentials out. We're not talking about credentials here now. We're talking about comforting the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all finished college? How long it took you? About 4 years? Tonight you're going to beat college in one time. You ain't in college tonight, but you don't have to go 4 years. You're going to get it tonight. How many of y'all ready to graduate in the spirit? That's how bad God is. God can do it. God can do it in 45 minutes. Yeah. When it took 4 years.
Yeah.
God can promote you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, I'm hearing in the spirit, you get your supernatural diploma tonight. You know, in this meeting, you're going to know how to walk in the supernatural. This week, you get your diploma.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Say, where you come from? I graduated from supernatural school. The information, the apostolic information you get in this week caused you to graduate supernatural school. Now, with the term on the end, there's more to come. Always there's more to come.
Yes, sir. More to come.
Thank God for the Holy Ghost. I'm just trying to read through this scripture. Because I got another one, powerful one to read. I mean, we're going to shake Daryl down tonight. Listen. Verse 15, sit down. But he that is spiritual, look at this. But he that is spiritual, he that know how to cooperate and let the Holy Ghost unlock things. The Holy Ghost is constantly unlocking mysteries in her life. Y'all women, what y'all gonna do, women? to me. Let me go further with this. Open up so the Spirit of God can move in here. If the Holy Spirit unlocking mystery in your life, you know what that means? That means, baby, you about to glide. You about to fly. It's your turn, baby. You about to fly. Wow. The Holy Ghost. I can't help y'all other women. Y'all don't want to shout. Y'all don't want to do nothing. The Holy Ghost specifically said that none of this stuff in my mind when I come up here. I'm yielding to the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And he's unlocking something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mystery.
Hallelujah.
Man. Oh, my man. Come on, that lady Boshaka. Come closer to me so I can show you what you've been looking for. Come closer to me so I can show you what you've been looking for. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying. The Holy Ghost is telling you, come closer to me so I can show you what you've been looking for. Come closer to me so I can show you what you've been looking for. Come closer to me so I can show you. The Holy Ghost talking to you. So I can show you what you've been looking for. It's going to be easy. I heard the Holy Ghost say loud, your struggling days saying. The windows, the doors, and the gates of the supernatural is open to you. You climb through a window, you walk through a door, or drive through a gate. I see you. I love you, man. I love you too, sir. You can climb through a window, walk through a door, or drive through a gate. You can climb through a window, walk through a door, or drive through a gate of the supernatural. So he said, I don't want to only open doors, Leroy. I want to open windows and gates. I know he want to do all that. I know he want to do all that for us. I just thought he wanted to get the doors open. You know? But no, he said, I want to open windows, gates, and doors. Every way you can be blessed, I want you to have it. You heard that? Every way you can, oh my goodness. Every way, oh my goodness. Every way you can get blessed, the Lord said, I want to open it for you tonight. Every way, any way I can bless you. Oh my goodness. Any way I can bless you. I want to bless you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Come on, child. Anywhere I can bless you. I receive you. Anywhere I can bless you. Now listen. I heard the Spirit of God says, he's releasing surprise blessing. I never heard that before. But I'm ready for mine. Surprise me, Lord. I'm open. You ever heard that before? Surprise blessing? You ever heard that? What? We better shout in here a few minutes.
God is about to surprise you with a blessing that you've never seen before. Blessings.
God didn't see the supernatural door.
Blessing that you thought you could never have. Blessing beyond your blackness. God is not a white God. God is the God of all gods. You stop thinking slave-wise. You're free because you're a child of God. Not because they signed no bill. You're free because the Holy Ghost set you free. And you better act like you're free. In the spirit.
I'm going to give you the meaning of mystery. Let me give you the meaning of mystery. Then I'll get back into this. I know it's hard to sit down. Get back up and shout one more time.
Shout, don't you stand up there and look stupid. Shout with them. You know God's been good to you. Everybody ought to be praising God. I don't want nobody standing up around here. You know God's been good to you. You know God done brought you home right along the way. You know God has blessed you. You need to praise Him. You know He's been good to you. And He's taking you somewhere else tonight. You'll never be the same. Go ahead and praise Him. Shut down. Let me get the definition. Here's what I hear the Spirit of God saying. Go ahead on and get supernaturally drunk in the Spirit. You'll never have to worry about nothing else. Drink in the Spirit and get drunk supernaturally. We're drinking in the Spirit and we're getting drunk supernaturally. Now, you preachers, I want y'all to watch. Now, the anointing is here. The anointing is on me. That's one of the aspects I want to train. The God told me to open the school and teach classes, and the student can see when the anointing come on. It's not by might, no, by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by smartness, it's by infirmities. I glory in my infirmity. So the power of God can rest upon me. As the Apostle Paul's secret, Apostle Paul, secret, I might get to it sometime this week. His secret was he gloried in his infirmity. And when he did that, God put him in another rank in the spirit. I decline, decree, every minister on the sound of my voice is going to another level tonight. Another rank in the spirit. Your preaching is going to be different. Everything you do is going to be different now. Because there's an impartation being released upon you right now. All right, I'll do it, Lord. I release it on every marriage. Your marriage going to another level. I don't care how much confusion you've been having. It's over, baby. You're gonna come to your spiritual senses and yield to the Holy Ghost, and everything will be different. The Lord said he's taking the pressure off. He's taking the front off. Some of y'all have been fronting. He's taking that off. In reality, you're going to be blessed and you're going to communicate properly because the Holy Ghost is on your house tonight. Say what he told me to say? The problems are solved. No, y'all didn't hear me over here. Y'all didn't hear me. I know everybody dealing with something. You hear what he said? The problems, plural, are solved. Why? Because you're unlocking the mysteries of the supernatural. Problem can stay in the midst of the supernatural because it means that the Holy Ghost is moving. You follow me? Come on. It means that the Holy Ghost is moving. So no problem can get locked in the supernatural. And he said the problem is over. Everybody up in here, the problem over. Are you yielding? Huh? I say, are you yielding? Everybody in here, you're gonna live a better life. Ministers are going to pay their church off, get out of debt, pay their houses off, and they're going to be free, 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 and the membership going to follow right behind. They're going to pay their house off. Pay their cars off. Everybody here. What? I heard the old song, hush, hush. Somebody calling my name. I'm the one going debt free. I'm the one going to walk healthy and live long and strong in my body. I'm the one going to have a good marriage. I'm the one they're going to find the right one. Oh, oh. I'm the one going to find the right one. Whoa. I've been trying to give you a definition of mystery. Sit down.
Hallelujah. I know it's not easy, said I. I know it's not easy. The Holy Ghost in his praise, boy. Ooh, Jesus. The supernatural up in here. And the windows open. And the doors open. And the gates open. All we got to do is cooperate. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. All right, I receive. I receive. I hear another old song. I know I hear another old song. And it could be more real to you now. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole. So what you worried about? He got it. You ain't no other world. You ain't his world. I receive, son. All right, sit down and write this mystery definition now. I receive. Yeah. Mysteries mean hidden things, secrets. You didn't hear, you're just getting the definition, you got to hear it. It means, other words, as the Holy Spirit unlocked the mystery doors of the supernatural, hidden things. Hidden move. Hidden solution. Will be given to you. You got it? Y'all with me? Alright. It means secrets. A hidden secret thing. Not obvious to natural understanding. A hidden purpose or counsel.
Yes, sir.
God gonna give you supernatural counseling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Sit down here. Let me talk to these men. He's gonna say, sit down here, let me talk to you.
Yes.
And he'll give the men supernatural counseling that they can run their home properly and,
yes,
and stop every work of the devil.
Yes.
What's the matter with y'all men? The Lord talking to you, boys. Brought up our boys. The Lord talking to you. The Lord said he's going to give you a supernatural concept. But we need strong men now. Holy Ghost men. Men who walking in the light and know how to fight.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all don't want you. Y'all don't let me preach up here, man. Men who know how to walk in the light and know how to fight.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Strong men.
Amen.
All right, let me get the rest. Let me get the rest of the definition. I got to close. I said mystery is hidden things, secret is hidden secret thing, not obvious to natural understanding, a hidden purpose or counsel. God's secret will for your life. Ooh. God's secret will for your life, which which governs God in dealing with the righteous, which are hidden from the ungodly and wicked man, but planned to the godly. No problem, no satanic attack has no reason to set on the same level you set. And with this divine enlightenment from the Holy Ghost, let me get you a little bit of a Now, I'm about to take you to a powerful scripture, and you think you know it. But in this setting of the Holy Spirit unlocking the mysteries, doors of the supernatural, and the things that you have heard thus far, the Holy Ghost kept talking to us. It wasn't Leroy, the Holy Ghost. Now, you ought to be ready for this. Turn to John 16. John's Gospel. I'm going to try to find a closing place. I'm going to try to pick up. I told you I was going to teach the other one last night. I'm gone from there. And I'm going to try to hold this one for you.
Yes, sir.
In John's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 12. Mm-hmm. I have yet many things to say unto you. Now we often say that scripture meant that the Holy Ghost hadn't come and that the Holy Ghost had come. No, but some are still in that same mold. See, if you don't get in the spirit, and then you could be a confidence person, you could be a courageous person, you could be a person who really loves God. But if you don't know how to yield to the Spirit, in any given situation, that he can bring, oh my. When enlightenment gets stronger than excitement. But the church been really excited. But we got to get enlightened and act and then get excited. But enlightenment in the spirit world is stronger than excitement. Satan used excitement to cut off enlightenment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And we groaning and in the church, oh Lord, and everybody falling out and going home the same way.
I just caught him.
The Holy Ghost just caught him. He been using excitement because he will never let you walk in enlightenment. Because once you get in enlightenment, his mission in your life is over. He don't want you to have insight of who you really are on the inside. He don't really want you to get in a real praise. You can have a little fake praise, but I'm a real praise. You're praising him because you know who he is. He don't want you. God is a spirit. They that now don't cut that voice off. That voice is in everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God is in the spirit. He that pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He that sing. He that whatever you're doing, it has to be in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Have you grown some?
Yes.
You being called out as an apostolic believer.
Yes, sir.
You know how to fend for yourself.
Yes, sir.
You know how to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
You know how to tap into the mysteries of God.
Yes,
by yielding to him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Anybody sitting around you looking dull? Or dumb? Or like they're ready to go? That's the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life. The Holy Ghost stirring in you, and you talking about, I'm ready to go. Where you going? This ain't no hamburger here.
Apostle.
You ain't gonna find this everywhere.
No.
I'm bringing on him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
His superiority and my infirmity.
Yes, sir.
Mixing together.
Wow. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'm not trying to let him learn from me.
Uh-huh.
I'm learning from him.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm hearing a word.
Yes.
I say I'm hearing a word.
Yes.
Yield.
Yield.
Yield. It's a powerful word. I want you to keep that word. Yield. Whenever you're dealing with something, I want you to learn tonight how to yield to the Holy Ghost. Be still and know that there's no other God beside me. I am God. You my child. I'm going to deal with this for you. Don't get upset. Don't get worried. Be still. I got to read this scripture before I leave you. I don't know where I put my Bible. That's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he says, in the 12th verse, I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, all right, Lord, I'll stop again. Now, we often say, you know, we go to the book of Acts, then the Holy Spirit had come. Now, so we got the Holy Ghost. No, some of y'all still do. Because you got too many religious, traditional ideas and trying to stack it in there with God. But we're taking them all out tonight. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now watch what happened. Watch the transition here. Watch how much is going to be poured in you from this night forward.
Yes,
and my cup runneth over.
My cup runneth over.
He anointed my head with oil.
And my cup runneth over.
Surely goodness
and
mercy are going to follow me all the days of my life. It's about to happen to you. Tell the point next to you. When we go through this scripture, the Holy Ghost is going to open the door.
Yes, sir.
Right. Watch. Oh, wow. Oh, my. You feel that?
Yes.
Huh? That's a real anointing.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You ever had a feel real anointed?
Yes,
sir. Boy, this ain't no flesh yet.
Yes.
This, the Holy Ghost is in this place.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost is on your rope.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he's there. The Holy Ghost is doing some things in your life right now. I'm telling you, everything will be changed. You're going to see life brighter. You're going to feel brighter. You're going to walk brighter.
Yes.
You're going to become stronger.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is doing a work. I've been 50-something years.
Yes, sir.
I know when the Holy Ghost moves.
Yes,
I tell you, that problem solved.
Yes,
well, let me say it this way. Thus said the Lord.
Yes,
that problem is solved.
Yes, sir.
So why you don't have to ask what the problem is? It doesn't matter. You're not talking to a worldly council.
Yeah.
You're talking to somebody who owns the world.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
He know what he got to do to get it right for you.
Yes, sir.
All you got to do is Y-I-E-L.
Yes, sir.
Now, the next time you get upset, the next time it looks like it's not working, stop and ask yourself, are you? See, the apostle told you, all you got to do is yield. Why are you getting all upset with that person or that person? Stop, pause, be still. Salah. Now, what's good about it, you can have enlightenment and excited. But you know what you're shouting about. Because when you have enlightenment and excitement, you can take them home with you. Excitement die out as soon as it's over. But if you got enlightenment, putting life into your excitement, you're going to shout tonight in the hotel by yourself. I hear somebody say, this thing is on me.
It's on me.
I got this. You want it?
Yeah.
Yield.
Yeah.
It's yours.
It's mine.
So now you got to go over these tapes and listen over and over, because a lot of divine statement came up through my spirit, out my mouth, that I didn't know nothing about.
Yes, sir.
And somebody in you are pulling it out, man. Because you got to have somebody pull it. You got to have somebody want it, really want it. You got to have somebody that don't think they know everything. I'm ready to yield. Tell me what thus saith the Lord. You will never be in a dry bone valley no more. You have had an Ezekiel experience in his house tonight. Oh, you dry bone. Everything that's been dry, I got a clothes. Everything that's been dry in your life, life come into it now. Ezekiel, can these bones live? He said, God, thou knowest. Now you got to face it. You have some dry bone in your life. Unless you're 100% perfect. But they all came alive tonight. I ain't shout good enough. I tell you what I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna waste God anointed. If there's somebody not receiving it, there's somebody think they're so proper and they're so blessed and so great and got five scriptures and the Holy Ghost saying something and you don't even receive it, I'll go to my house. Lord told me no, don't force it on them. They got to be one to receive it, but y'all doing it. Y'all doing good. You might have three or four knuckleheads, but they're scared. Because we're a powerful team up in here.
Sir.
What?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I said we're a powerful team up in here. I said we're a powerful team up in here. We got each other back. You imagine what he said? Wherever two or three gather in my two or three, look around you. Two or three. So if he said two or three, and here we tonight, we gathered in his name, we're a whole lot more than two or three. So a whole lot of more divine and supernatural things about to happen in our lives because we're locked in together. Under the Holy Ghost, yielding to the Spirit of God, saying, ah! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man. Oh, man. We gather together in his name, right? See, on the road you're on, if your anointing can't handle the problem, the person standing next to you, that anointing gonna flow from. That anointing gonna flow from them on you, because we on one accord. Hallelujah. On one accord. Come on, shout. We on one accord. I say we on one accord. Watch what I'm going to say. Watch what I'm going to say. If you ain't ever heard it, got love all over this place.
Yeah.
I want you to make it. You want me to make it.
Yeah.
We all going to make it.
Yeah.
All the ministry is going to be successful as long as they're connected properly and obey the rules and the regulations and the direction that we're being given to them.
Yes,
I don't care how small the town is.
Yeah.
I feel the anointing, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, thank God for the anointing. Say it. Yokes being destroyed.
Yeah.
Burden being removed.
Yeah.
Life being given back.
Yeah.
Debt being canceled.
Yeah.
Sickness and disease leaving. Because
yeah.
The anointing is here.
Yeah.
Joy unspeakable.
Yeah.
And full of glory.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
Yeah.
But righteousness, what?
Peace.
Peace, what else?
Joy,
joy in who?
Joy.
Come on, joy in the Holy Ghost. Rejoice in the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
John's scriptures are too powerful to unlock with all we have been through tonight. So I'm praying that God will let me unlock them tomorrow night. And preach the same message, you know. Holy Spirit, unlock the mystery doors of the supernatural. But I'm always seeing something.
Yes, sir.
See, I never come out the spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, listen to me. I have stupid moments when you're flayed, but the Spirit pull you back in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. See, you cannot. Watch this, I'm trying to close. You cannot set God on a table like you set your Bible and leave.
Yes, sir. More possible.
Yes, sir. He's not in the Bible. He's in me. And so when I have to make consultants about a certain thing, scriptures just stop coming. And I don't need the Bible. Just start coming up.
Yes, sir.
Word for word. Five scriptures, six scriptures, seven scriptures.
Yeah.
You know, and you send them till you got his seller, then he don't send no more.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost. See, you when you see what you're doing, you're making deposits.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And what is being, I got a clue. What is being ministered to you this week? Notice I keep saying this week.
Yes.
It's down in you.
Yes, sir.
When you need it,
it's
gonna come out of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But then another word I want to use, you're gonna have to be available.
Yes, sir.
See, we can get to working in this world system, and we got to do some things. We gotta have to take you out business stuff, but don't get that busy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When he tapped on your heart.
Yes, sir.
Stop everything.
Everything.
Nobody else, nothing else that important. And just sit there and listen to him. And you know, it don't take him long to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Don't take him long.
No, because he say it before he get through talking.
Yes, sir.
He might speak one word.
Yeah.
Cover 15 pages.
Yes, sir.
And you know exactly what to do.
Yes,
this is a good life.
Yes, sir.
This is, being a child of God is a good life. Don't mess it up with the other mess.
Yes,
flow with him.
Yes.
Flow with him. Recognize you got weaknesses.
Yes.
But recognize he's your strength.
Yes,
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
What strengthens me? Find it, my brother.
Amen.
Be strong in the Lord. And in the power of his might.